我们先有一点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们又一次来到你面前。
Lord, once again, we come before you.
我们乐意在这里寻求你的心意。
We're here to, so willing to seek after your desire.
我们在这里仰望你。
We're here to look to you.
我们也深深地知道你乐意把你自己启示给我们。
And we truly understand that you're willing to reveal yourself to us.
因此我们求主借着赐人智慧和启示的灵在我们里面做了。
So Lord, we ask that you use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to do an obvious work in us.
照明我们里面的眼睛。
And to enlighten our inner eyes.
叫我们看见你要我们看见的事。
So that we can see what you want us to see.
也领会你在我们身上所有一切的带领。
And to understand all the leading you have upon us.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
下午这段时间我们也摆在你手里。
And we continue to place this time this afternoon in your hands.
愿你在我们中间亲自给我们来领会你自己的教导。
May you help us to understand your teaching.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 请弟兄姊妹们先看几处的经文。
Brothers and sisters, please first turn to several passages in the Bible.
我们先看旧约的诗篇119篇。
We'll first look at Psalms 110.
我们看第九节。
We'll read verse 9.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话，啊
？It's Psalm 119 and verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure by living according to your word?
然后弟兄姊妹们，我们。再看146篇。
And then we'll go to verse 146.
我向你呼吁，求你救我，我要遵守你的法度。
I call out to you, save me, and I will keep your statutes.
然后请弟兄姊妹们翻到旧约的出埃及记十九章。
And then let's go to Exodus chapter 19.
我们在那里又看几节。
And let's read a few verses there.
请弟兄姊妹们从第三节看起。
We'll begin with verse 3.
出埃及记十九章从第三节开始。
Exodus chapter 19 will begin with verse 3.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
末了我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
At the end, let's read Acts chapter 2.
四十四节
Verse 44.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
All the believers.、Oh, oh,
对不起，四十六节
Pardon me, it's verse 46.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼。存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in the homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
然后回过来看，四十二节。
And then we'll go back to read verse 42.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. We thank God.
在这次下午的workshop, 到了末了的一次。
And this is the last time we have this afternoon workshop.
我们这一组是围绕着读经生活来教。
And in this group, we are fellowshipping on the topic of studying the Bible.
我们曾经看过为什么要读经。
And we have studied why we need to study the Bible.
我们也提到读经本身就是一个属灵的征战。
And that we have mentioned studying the Bible itself is a spiritual warfare.
那在我们实际的来进入这个 读经生活的时候
And when we actually enter into this studying of the Bible
有一些很具体的事实我们是需要留意的
There are some concrete facts that we need to pay attention to
如果没有留意到这一方面的话那么我们读经就会有一个很大的漏洞在那里
And if we don't pay attention to this aspect there would be a big gap there
首先我们所碰到的那个问题
And the first problem that we would come across
那就是一个读经的人
Which is the person who studies the Bible
这就回应到头一次我们所交通到的那个范围
And this has to do with the first time the area where we shared on
我们读经的目的是什么呢
What is the purpose of us studying the Bible
那么既然读过来了
If we read the Bible,
该知道的事情也知道了
and we know what we ought to know,
那是不是就已经完满了呢
and is it complete?
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常需要主给我们一个很大的怜悯
and brothers and sisters, we often need God to have great mercy on us.
我们读神的话，不但是为了知道神的事。
Not, when we read the word of God, not only do we need to know the matters about God,
不但是认识。主的自己和他所要做成的
Not only to know God himself and what he needs to accomplish
要紧的那一个
The very important thing is
乃是我们领会了神的心思我们那个反应是毫无保留的来跟上去
That is after we understand God's heart that we need to follow on without reservation
我们记得在启示录里头说到将来在主回来的时候
And in the book of Revelation we see that in the future when the Lord returns
有好些神的儿女是和主在荣耀里行走的
And there are many children of God they are walking in glory with God
圣灵就给他们一个注脚
And the Holy Spirit give them a comment
说出这些是什么人
And the Holy Spirit tells of explains who these people are
圣经上的话就是这样说
And the words of the Bible said
羔羊无论到哪里去
No matter where the lamb goes
他们都跟随羔羊
That they would follow the lamb
弟兄姊妹这是什么回事呢
Brothers and sisters, what is this about?
那是说出一个很严肃的问题
It tells us about this very solemn matter
有些人
Some people,
他们从神的话语里头认识了神所要做的
They find out what God wants to do through God's words
领会了神的心思
They understand God's heart
他们就毫无保留的 来跟上去。
And they follow on without reservation.
那我们用我们熟悉的一个名词来说明这个事实，那该是什么呢？
And we can use a very familiar term to describe it. And what is that?
那就是顺服。
Which is submission.
那么一个读经的人顶要紧的是要有一个顺服的心思。
The person who studies the Bible, the most important thing for him is to have a heart of submission.
那提到顺服这一点的时候，
And when we mention about this point of submission,
弟兄姊妹，你就要领会一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, you need to understand this.
神在那里说话。
God is there to speak.
神把他的话明说在那里。
And he speaks it very clearly.
那他说出来的时候，
When he speaks his words,
有些我们是会懂的。
Some of the words we understand.
有些我们不太懂的。
And some we don't really understand.
有些我们甚至觉得是毫无道理的。
And some of them we think they're unreasonable.
好，问题在这里。
So that's a problem here.
弟兄姊妹们，那你用什么态度来对待神的话呢？
And brothers and sisters, what kind of attitude would you use to treat God's words?
你说明白的，那我就欢欢喜喜的来接受。
He said that if I understand it, then I will receive it with joy.
不太明白的，我就保留。
If I don't quite understand it, then I'll save them for later.
如果认为是毫无道理的，我根本就不理会它。
But if I don't think they're reasonable, then I would not pay any attention to
them. 是不是这样呢？
Is it like this?
如果是这样的话，
If it is like this,
那这样我们还不知道我们在神面前读经的那个心态应该是怎样。
Then we don't really know what the attitude we should have for reading God's words.
我们认定了圣经就是神上人说的话的记录。
That we acknowledge that the Bible is the recording of God's
words. 从永远到永远，神上人说话就是说这些话。
From eternity to eternity, what God speaks are these words.
我们懂，那是神的话。
If we understand, they are God's words.
我们不懂，它还是神的话。
Even if we don't understand, they are still God's
words. 我们不懂，是因为我们还没到那样的一个地步。
If we don't understand, that's because we have not achieved the stage.
所以我们就觉得有很多的困惑。
And then we'll think that many things that are puzzling.
但是如果我们一回到一个顺服的这一个点上去的时候，
But if we go back to this point of being submissive,
弟兄姊妹，我们就会有这样的一个反应。
Then we'll have this reaction.
我今天能懂，感谢主。
Today I can understand, I thank God.
我今天不能懂。
But if today I cannot understand,
我还感谢主。
And I will still thank God.
因为今天我不懂，明天主会叫我懂。
Because even if I don't understand today, tomorrow the Lord will teach me.
今年我不懂，明年也许主会叫我懂。
And this year I don't understand, maybe next year the Lord will teach me.
因为我们也知道了。
Because we also know this.
神的话在我们身上所显明的。
That the word of God that's manifested in us.
常常是跟我们生命长大的那个程度很有关联的。
It often has to do with how mature our life is.
我们生命长到这个地步。
That our life is grown to a certain point.
对神的事情我们就领会到高一点。
And that we can understand more of God's matters.
如果我们继续的成长。
If we continue to grow.
我们的领会也就更清楚一点。
And our understanding will be more clear.
那这是我们在整个读经生活里头一个过程的那个经历。
And this is our experience in the process of studying the Bible.
其实我们学平地上的东西都是这样。
It's just like what we, the things that we learn on earth.
我们进小学的时候头一课是什么呢？
And the very first lesson we learn in grammar school.
如果说我们说中文，学中文。
If we're saying that we are learning Chinese.
很简单了，弟兄姊妹都晓得了，就是先学那个一字。
Very simple, brothers and sisters, you know, we'll first learn how to write one, the character.
然后也许说了二十三指。
Or maybe we'll learn the character two or
three. 然后你就学到小猫三指，三三指四指。
And then you learn about other things.
就是我们是不是这样过来呢？
Brothers and sisters, haven't we all gone through these stages?
如果当我们还在刚刚开始上小学的时候，上学的时候，老师给我们教一个一字。
And when we first go to school, the teacher would teach us how to write the character one.
那我们就说我们要写文章了。
And then we'll say that we want to write an essay.
有没有这个可能呢？
Is it possible?
没有这个可能。
It's impossible.
那在属灵的事上也都是这样。
Spiritual matters are the same.
这个是我们能领会。
And this is what we can understand.
那因此在一个对于一个读经的人来说。
So for someone who studies the Bible.
你看这一件事情。
That you see one thing.
神是借着他的话 来表达他的心思。
It's through his words God expressed his heart.
那个实质的问题是什么呢？
But what is the real matter here?
神是借着他的话来让我们去学习接受神的权柄。
It's through his words God wants us to learn to receive or to accept his authority.
那我们两天都这过去两天都提到神造人的目的。
And the past two days we mentioned about the purpose of creating man.
那今天我们轻轻提一下人堕落的那个原因。
And today we'll lightly touch upon the reason of man's fall.
我不是说那个故事了。
And I'm not going to go into the story.
我是说那个实际的那个原因。
And I'm going to talk about the reality, the true reason.
人在神面前的堕落是堕落在一个不接受神的权柄。
The fall of man before God is because they are not submissive to God's authority.
不接受神的权柄，那结果人堕落了。
They would not accept God's authority, that's why they fall.
那现在神用他的救恩来把我们挽回。
So now God saves us with his salvation.
来把我们恢复。
And to restore us.
那怎么来恢复呢？
And how does he restore us?
就带我们回到他的权柄里。
That is to bring us back into his authority.
弟兄姊妹你晓得的。
And brothers and sisters, you all know this.
因为这个是我们的经历。
Because this is our experience.
你信主的时候。
When you believe in the Lord.
你没有想过那是一件什么事情。
You've never really thought about what it's all about.
你慢慢的留心的时候。
But when you truly pay attention to it.
你就很清楚的知道了。
Then you understand.
我信主是因为我。接受主的权柄。
I believe in the Lord is because I accept the Lord's authority.
你说没有啊？
You said not really.
我只是信主而已。
I just believed in the Lord.
我没有接受主的权柄。
I did not receive or accept God's authority.
你为什么信主？
Why do you believe?
你为什么不信主以外其他的呢？
Why don't you believe something else
outside
of the Lord? But you only believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
因为主在那里说了话。
Because the Lord was there to speak.
叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes will not perish, but have everlasting life.
那主已经在那里说了话了。
The Lord has spoken.
除他以外，别无拯救。
There's no other salvation besides him.
在天上人间没有赐下别名可以得救，我们可以得救。
There's no other name given in heaven or on earth that we can be saved.
我们接受这个事实的时候，
when we accept this fact,
那你已经在不知不觉的当中来接受了神的权柄。
Then you've already accepted God's authority without knowing it.
所以我们在神面前给挽回，乃是我们初步的接触了主的权柄。
So that we redeemed by God is the very first stage that we have accepted God's authority.
这是一个非常重要的关键。
And this is a very important key.
那我们晓得神造人的目的是有一个永远的目的旨意的，或是说神永远的计划在那里。
We know that when God created man, there was a glorious or eternal will within
him. 他要借着按照他形象被造的人来显明他那一个旨意的荣耀和丰富。
It is through the man created in his own image, he wants to manifest his glory.
在他做工的那个阶段的激活的阶段里面来说啊，
In the process of his works, his plans,
他先在以色列人中间做工。
He first worked among the Israelites.
当他选召以色列人的时候，
When he called the Israelites,
带他们出埃及进迦南的时候，
He led them out of Egypt and entered into Canaan.
在西乃山上，神就给他们立约了。
On Mount Sinai, he established a covenant with them.
神就告诉他们说，
and the God told them,
现在我要用你们来做一个很特别的民族。
Now I have chosen you to become a very special nation.
我要用你们来做一个祭司的国度。
And that you become a kingdom of priests.
那要用着你们站在万民和神的中间来做桥梁。
And that you become a bridge before God and all nations.
把万民都带回神的面前来。
So that you can bring all people before God.
但是有一个条件。
But there's one condition.
那个条件是什么呢？
And what is this condition?
我们刚才读的那个出埃及记十九章了。
So when we read the book of Exodus chapter 19,
你看得很清楚。
Then you can see very clearly.
神在说出这样的一个事实以前，
before God proclaimed this fact,
他就说了，
that he said,
你们若实实在在听从我的话，
if you truly listen to my words,
遵守我的约，
and to obey my commandments. Then you become my nation among all nations. And then it says you'll be a kingdom of priests. And a holy nation.
弟兄姊妹, 关键在哪里?
What is the key, brothers and sisters?
关键不在神有没有拣选。
It's not on whether God has chosen.
当然神是有拣选在哪里。
But of course, God has his choice there.
但是如果神拣选了,
But after God chose,
人没有按照神的那个安排来答应,
and man did not follow on according to God's arrangement,
那个拣选就没有发生效果的。
And that choice would not have an end result.
但是, 神拣选了,
but God has chosen. And man accepted. And then this choice will bring forth a result. And what is the key here?
那个关键就是你们要听从我的话,
the key is that if you obey me fully and keep my covenant,
那在属灵的功课上面来说,
and if we talk about it in the spiritual lesson, in terms of spiritual lesson, which is submission, which is to accept God's authority,
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
这个是当我们在, 留意到那个读经的生活的时候, 我们不是注意方法,
so when we look at the life of studying the Bible, we do not focus on the method.
我们不是忽略方法,
we're not going to overlook the method.
但是我们首先所注意的不是方法,
but the first thing we pay attention to is not the method.
是注意读经的人,
but it's the person who studies the Bible.
而我们来到神的面前,
when we come before God,
我们是存着一个这样的心思,
and we have this heart desire before
神啊,
him,
向我们说话,
that God speak to us,
好让我们知道, 你要怎么领我们走,
so that we know how you would guide us.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise
所以在这一方面, 我特别和弟兄姊妹们要提点一下。
So that's why I'd like to make special mention on, in this area.
人的堕落是因为没有接受神的权柄。
The fall of man was because they did not accept the authority of God.
我们能在神面前给恢复过来, 是因为我们乐意去接受神的权柄。
That we can restore by God is because we're willing to accept his authority.
但是在接受神的权柄, 不是嘴巴里面说的,
but in order to accept his authority, it's just not lip service.
去活的,
but you have to live the life.
我们从很陌生到老练,
from very unfamiliar that we go into being more experienced. And from more experience that we go into maturity. This is a long process, a big blessing. We thank our God.
虽然我们在这一方面是, 天天在那里操练,
and we're here to practice every day.
但是我们要看准,
but we have to see it very clearly.
这一个操练, 那个焦点, 是要叫我们, 成为一个顺服神权柄的人。
The focus of this practice is in order for us to become someone who's submissive to God's authority.
正如我们提到了,
as a, just as what
在我们读经的生活里头, 我们是经过好多的, 高高低低, 然后才能有一个比较固定的那个, 读经的生活。
In our life of studying the Bible, we will go through some ups and downs, and then we'll go through a smoother area.
没有一个人例外的,
no, there's no exception.
所有的人都走过这一段路,
everybody has gone through these stages.
问题是你留在这一段的光景里面是长一点还是短一点。
The issue is whether you stay in one stage for a longer period of time or a shorter period of time.
我也算不出我自己个人在神面前曾经立过多少次志, 要好好地读神的话。
I cannot count how many times I have made decisions to really study the word of God before.
但是立志没有用,
but it's useless to try to make your decision, because the plan would not last for a few days.
又没有了,
and then they would be gone.
所以后来又来立志,
and then I'll try to make up my mind
又没有了,
again, and then it will be gone again.
又来立志,
and then one more time.
不晓得多少次,
and I don't know how many times.
当然我也没办法去算了,
and I could not even count them.
反正很多很多很多,
but it's just many, many times.
每一个人都会有一段这样的路走,
and everybody would be walking on this path.
有人走得快一点结束,
some people, they end this journey earlier.
有人走得没有那么快,
and some people are a little slower.
但是我们总要经过这样一段的挣扎。
But no matter what, we've all gone through this struggle.
原因就是昨天我们提到了，因为那个是一个属灵的征战。
A reason is just like what we mentioned yesterday, is a spiritual warfare.
在这个属灵的征战里头，那个对手是仇敌。
The spirit, in this spiritual warfare, the opponent is Satan.
我们要信主，他挡不了。
When we believe in the Lord, He cannot stop us.
不过我们回头看，我们信主，我们也是经过很多的挣扎。
But when we look back in the process of believing in the Lord,
但是他挡不了我们决定要拣选主。
That's many struggles, but He cannot stop us from making a decision to believe.
他也就来阻挡我们在主面前的成长。
But He will come and hinder us to grow in the Lord.
他一直不能允许神的那个永远的旨意有终结。
He will not allow the glorious will of God to come to an end.
所以这所有属灵的事情，包括读经在里头。
So all spiritual matters, including studying the Bible,
都在这个属灵的征战的内容里头。
They're all included in the spiritual warfare.
那所以在这一点上，我特别愿意和弟兄姊妹们，有一点的彼此的，劝勉。
So I'd like to encourage brothers and sisters on this point.
在读经的生活里头，是建立我们在主面前学习接受主的权柄。
So in studying the Bible, this is to edify us to learn to be submissive to God's authority.
因为我们常常在读经的里边发生一些难处。
Because we often come across some problems when we study the Bible.
特别是在对神的话语的领会的上面。
Especially in understanding God's words.
我说过了，这次我们不谈读经的方法。
I've mentioned that we're not trying to talk about the method of studying the words.
但是有一点我不能不给弟兄姊妹们提一提的。
But I do have to make this point clear to brothers and sisters.
这也是方法里头的一点，但是我们不放纵看着方法。
This is one of the points in the methods.
许多的时候，我们在读经上面所发生心思上的难处。
Many times when we study the Bible, there's something internal, there's some problems.
常常出现在一种什么光景呢？
And what kind of condition is this?
我们常常是在字句的上面没有完全掌握神说的话。
That we do not have a good grasp or understanding in the words.
换一句话来说。
In other words.
我们在读经上面常犯的一个毛病是，是读经，但是严格说起来是读特别的字句。
One problem is that sometimes when we read the Bible, we're reading the Bible, but actually we are reading certain words in the Bible.
比方我们读那个约翰三章嘛。
For example, if we read the Gospel of John chapter 3.
别的我们也许都忘掉。
Maybe we've forgotten all other verses.
但是我们就是记得神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子。
But we remember this verse says, God loved the world.That he gave his only begotten son.
当然这个是很这个是一个结论性的那个话语了。
And this is a conclusive sentence.
很重要的。
It's very important.
你留意它一点都没有错。
If you focus on it, that's not incorrect.
但是你读第三章的时候，你不能说第三章里头只是有这么一句这么一节的经文。
But when you read chapter 3, you cannot say that this is the only verse in chapter 3.
因为第三章里边，你可以说围绕着这一句的经文来说了许多的话。
Because you can say in chapter 3 that there are many verses surrounding this verse.
但是那许许多多的话和这一句话作为结论那样子带出来，非常有关系的。
But all these words is like it's concluded in this verse.
这个问题还不大。
And this is not a big problem.
有一次我从前在学校的时候。
When I was still in school.
那时候刚好在中国大陆上面刚解放不久。
And I was still in the mainland China.It's just after the liberation.
但是我们同学当中有很多很多的，本来就是在当时人就说他们是在地下的那些进步分子。
Many of my fellow students, they are called the progressive people.
当然一解放了，他们都冒出来了。
And they were underground, but after the liberation, they can come out again.
其中呢，他们有一部分就针对着那些信主的人有一些工作。
And some of them, they would focus and they would try to go against the Christians.
他们就抓了一些 一些圣经上的话来说，你看圣经是这样说话的，你怎么能可以去接受这些圣经？
They would pick out some verses in the Bible and said, "Look, the Bible says this. How could you accept it?"
一个在 理学院里面学物理的，现在好像在国内蛮有点地位的那个物理学家，他就来某某人，你说啊，你相信神？谁说这样的话？你能相信得下吗？
And one of them is a pretty renowned physicist in mainland China, and he would say that, "Look, God said this. How could you accept it?"
他发了马太福音里头的两句话。
And he was picking out two verses in the Gospel of Matthew.
凡有的还要加给他。
Whoever has, we will give him more.
没有的，连他所有的夺取。
Whoever doesn't have, we will take away what he already has.
他说了，这不合理啊。
He said it's not reasonable.
你说地主剥削人，你还要加给他？那一个贫雇农啥他没有，你还要把他所有都拿掉
？And he would say that the rich people, the landlords, they have so much, and you still add to them. And those who are so poor, the peasants, that you are going to take away what they have.
弟兄姊妹，当然我举这个例子很特别。
And this is a special example.
因为他是找茬来的。
Because he's just trying to look for problems.
但是我们不能不说，我们也常犯这个毛病。
But we have to also say this. We also have the same problem.
我们读神的话的时候，就是读了一些字句。
When we read the Bible, we read some words.
读了一点的当中的意思。
We read some of the meaning.
那结果就自己给自己弄的迷迷糊糊的。
And then we'll confuse ourselves.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
我说我们不说方法的问题。
That we've said that we will not focus on the method.
但是我要在这次交通里头给弟兄姊妹们一个很管用的方法。
But in this fellowship, I'd like to give brothers and sisters a very useful method.
这个方法不必学的。
And you don't have to learn this method.
你就要了解，你就会用。
If you understand it, you can use it.
什么样的
？And what is this?
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
读经的时候
，when you read the Bible，
很要紧的一件事。
A very important matter.
你不能忽略上下文。
You cannot overlook the context.
弟兄姊妹，当你会掌握上下文的时候
，If you can have a good grasp of a context.
弟兄姊妹，许多时候在困扰我们的一些我们好像弄不懂的东西
，A lot of times the things that would puzzle us that we don't understand.
你会多点机会懂的。
Then you have a better chance of understanding them.
这是一个很要紧的一个操练。
And brothers, this is a very important practice.
好，那么关乎个人对于那一方面的，我想我就是和弟兄姊妹交通到这。
And I was end here in terms of personal sharing.
那么光有个人的读经。那能不能叫是一个读经的生活呢
？But if we only have individual life of studying the Bible, can we call this the life of studying the Bible？
那这一般的情形来说，那就一提读经生活的时候，都是对着个人来讲的。
In general, when we mention about the life of studying the Bible, we are talking about individuals.
但是当我们真的回到神的面前来看读经的生活
，But if we truly return back to God and look at the life of studying the Bible,
我们就看见光有读个人的读经，那还是有点短缺的。
And we can see there's still a lacking if we only focus on individual life of studying the Bible.
原因在哪里呢
？And what is the reason?
因为我们这个人的器皿很小。
Because we are small vessels.
我们能盛装的不多。
What we can contain is not much.
我们能领会的有限。
What we could understand is very limited.
但是神却是无限的丰富。
But God has infinite abundance.
神向我们说话的时候是说了许许多多的话。
When he speaks to us, he speaks many, many words.
我们要更完整的来领会神的心思呢。
In order to receive his heart's desire more completely.
你不可能一个人躲在那里，你就完全把神的话语都接过来。
You cannot just hide by yourself and thinking you can receive all his words.
如果是这样的话，我们多建一些修道院就可以解决问题。
And if that's the case, we can just go to some retreat.
你就躲到修道院里，什么都不管，我就在那里，就是在那里去认识主的话。那从我一生，我就可以把神的话语完全接过来了。
And we can just hide away and say that we spend our whole life and we can receive all God's words.
弟兄姊妹，神没有这样的安排。
Brothers and sisters, God does not have that arrangement.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你留意到的。
Brothers and sisters, you can see this.
在救恩里头，神拯救我们。
In salvation, that God saved us.
我们个人得救并不是那个结果。
Our personal salvation is not the end result.
我们常常说，我们个人的得救是救恩的一个开始。
And we say that our personal salvation is the only the beginning.
因为救恩的那个结果是要从个别的新造的人来集合成一个团体的新造的人。
Because the end result of salvation is that through the individual saved people, or the individuals, that we can create a corporate body.
我们可以这样简单的来说。
And to put it simply,
救恩是显明从个人的得救到团体的得救。
The salvation is manifested from individual salvation to a corporate salvation.
从个人的得救救到一个地步，显明基督的身体。
From individual salvation to a point that we can manifest Christ's abundance.
所以你留意到，神在我们进入救恩以后，他的那个带领一直是带领我们朝着进入那个团体的新造的人。
So we can see the guidance of the Lord is to bring us into this corporate.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到刚才我们读的《使徒行传》。
So when we read the book of Acts earlier,
那是在地上出现的头一批的教会。
This is the first church that appears on earth.
你看到他圣灵给他们做下的记录是什么呢？
And you can see the recording of the Holy Spirit.
很简单的。
Very simply.
就是一个交通的生活。
It's a life of fellowship.
他们没有受地方的限制。
That they are not limited by space.
有些时候是在店里。
And sometimes they're in the temple.
有些时候是在家里。
Sometimes in the homes.
并且他们每天都是这样。
And also they do it every day.
彼此交接。
That they receive everybody.
一同在神的面前有一些属灵的活动。
So they have some spiritual activities before God.
当中最突出的就是说。
And one thing that's very obvious.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
That they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
弟兄姊妹，你留意了，这个话很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, take note. This is very meaningful.
他们是遵守使徒的教训。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
你说使徒他们当时有什么教训呢？
And you say what kind of teachings are from the apostles at that time?
在那个时候。
In those days,
使徒所能带出来的教训是非常有限的。
The teachings from the apostles, they are very limited.
并且还是有一些不完整的。
And also, it's not very complete.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到一些事情。
So, brothers and sisters, you can see something.
你要是读加拉太书的时候
，If you go to the book of Galatians,
你会看到彼得在加拉太也发生了一些你说是小错误也好，原则性的错误也差不了很多的。
That you see Peter, he has made some small mistakes or mistakes of the matter of principles.
你说像彼得那样，他的教训，那众人都恒心遵守，那不是很糟糕吗？
He said, if everybody is devoting themselves to Peter's teaching, isn't that very bad?
但弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
那里所说那个恒心遵守使徒的教训。
It says here they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
乃是使徒按着主的差遣。
It's the apostles according to the entrustment of the Lord.
来把主给他们的教导。
And to give them the teaching of the Lord.
教导众人。
And to teach the people.
弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主在马太福音二十八章，他升天以前所宣告的那件事。
And brothers and sisters, you might remember what's recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28. Before,
天上地上所有的权柄都交给我了。
Before the Lord ascended to the heaven, he says, all the power is given to him.
使万民做我的门徒。
So that you need to go to make disciples of all nations.
现在好多人，好多基督徒，他们很高举这个口号，所谓大使命就是这个了。
A lot of Christians nowadays they exalt this teaching and say this is the big, huge, the Great Commission.
但是他们把那个大使命只是看了上边的那一节。
But they only read the first half of the verse.
使众人都做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
那个完整的大使命是有还有下边的一节。
But the complete great mission has what follows.
下边的一节是什么?
And what is what follows?
凡我所教训你们的,
whatever I have commanded you,
你们要教导他们去遵守。
Teach them to obey.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就留意到了。
Then you will see this.
当时使徒的教训,
at that time, the teaching of the apostles,
乃是根据主的教训。
Those are based on the Lord's teaching.
我们用简单的话来说，就说那是根据主说过的话。
To simply put it, is according to what the Lord has spoken.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹们，在这一件事上面。
On this matter,
你看到起初的那个教会很自然的， 他们就活在那个主话语的交通里。
And you see that the early church, that they are living in the words of the Lord.
一面是使徒们把主的话告诉他们。
On one hand, it's the apostles giving them the words of the Lord.
一面是他们把他们所领受的主的话彼此的有交通。
On the other hand, they are fellowshipping in the words that they have received from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这就回到我们。 如果我们真的是很严肃的来看聚会，这个读经的生活的话，
So now, if we're looking at the life of studying the Bible very solemnly,
我们不单是留意我们个人的读经，
then we would not just focus on our individual studying of the Bible.
我们同时也要留意那个聚会的读经。
At the same time, we will focus on the studying of the Bible
in the meeting. 因为神是借助在聚会里的读经，把我们 更明显、更宽广、更准确的带到主的心意里的。
Because it's through studying the Bible in the meetings that God can bring us into a broader space, a broader place, and freely bring us into where He wants us to be.
说到这个聚会的读经，
and when we talk about studying the Bible in the meetings,
教会的那个读经聚会，
it's not talking about the church's meeting studying the Bible.
当然包括教会的读经的聚会，
but it includes the Bible study meeting at church.
并且教会的读经的聚会是主要的一个读经聚会读经的那个形式。
And this is a major form of studying the Bible at church.
但是也同时包括弟兄姊妹们在你 你本来所居住的地方和附近的神的儿女们能聚在一起来彼此去交通神的话。
But it also includes the fellowship you can have at where you live and the Christians who live around you.
这是非常重要的一个学习。
And this is a very important lesson.
一般说来，
In general speaking,
一个坏传统，
it's a bad tradition.
神的儿女们在对聚会的这个认识上面，
that the understanding of Christians about meetings,
这个是教会生活那边的弟兄们的内容， 说我也插出去点一点。
And it should belong to the corporate life fellowship, but we will touch upon it.
许多神的儿女们有一个错觉，
a lot of brothers and sisters, they have this misunderstanding.
以为聚会就是听到。
We think that to come to meetings is to listen to the sermon.
聚会就带个耳朵去就是了。
So you just bring your ears.
如果不必带耳朵去的，那就聚会就不必管了。
So if we don't need to bring our ears, then we don't have to pay
attention. 你说还有一些聚会不必带耳朵去的吗？
And you say, are there any meetings that you don't have to bring your ears?
好多聚会是不必带耳朵去的。
There are many meetings that you don't have to bring your ears.
是要带心去的。
It's, you have to bring your hearts.
是要带口去的。
And you have to bring your mouth.
早上我们在这里薄饼。
This morning, we're here to break the bread.
你就没有什么好听的。
There's nothing for you to hear.
你就是要有一个心思在那里敬拜主。
But you have to have the heart to worship the Lord.
你就要在那里开口来敬拜主。
And you need to open up your mouth to worship the Lord.
如果你是聚会祷告，
and in the meeting when you pray,
你也不是在那里去听什么道，
you're not there to listen to any sermon.
你是在那里同心和神儿女们一同来仰望主。
But you're here to be in one accord with the children of God to look to God.
但是有一个很坏很坏的传统。
But that's a very, very bad tradition.
不晓得怎么会建立起来的。
We don't know how it comes about.
许多神的儿女以为聚会就是听到。
Many children of God, they think coming to the meeting is to hear a sermon.
他首先就问谁在讲。
If you ask them to come to the meeting, they will say, who's speaking?
如果是有名气的，他就去了。
If there's someone famous, they will go.
在人眼中好像没多大名气的，他就哎呀，去也好，不去也好。
But if it's someone insignificant in man's eyes, they would say that I'll go or not. 为
什么会有这种想法呢
？And how come we have this kind of thinking?
我也不知道为什么。
And I'm not sure how.
如果我们说那是一个属灵的征战，我们就知道。
But if we look at it as a spiritual warfare, that we understand.
抽屉就放一个东西在那里，就我们没有进入团体的，进入神的话。
And the enemy will place this obstacle there that we cannot enter into God's word in the corporate body.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
And brothers and sisters, take note.
初期教会的时候
，in the early church，
他们从一面来说是遵守恒心遵守使徒们的教训。
On one hand, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
另外一面呢，你看到他们是彼此的在那里交结，交彼此的有交通。
You can see that they fellowship with one another.
我们感谢谁？
We thank God.
当然他们交通不一定是读神的话。
Maybe when they fellowship, it may not be necessarily on God's words.
他们在交通，他们在神面前一些的学习。
Maybe they are fellowshipping about what they've learned before God.
但是一定包括神的话。
But it has to include God's words.
那因此弟兄姊妹们，
But then, brothers and sisters,
当我们要好好的来建立一个读经的生活的时候，
When we want to build up this life of studying the word of God，
我是乐意和弟兄姊妹们一同来在主的面前来留意这个。
That I'm very happy to take note of this with brothers and sisters together.
我们不单是个人在那里在神面前读神的话。
Not only are we studying the word of God individually.
我们也仰望主给我们多有一点机会和神的儿女们一同来读神的话。
And we also look to the Lord to have more opportunities to study the word with other brothers and sisters.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想我今天下午我说少说一点，结果也还是说了一些。
I intended to speak less today.
不过还好比前两天少一点。
But I'm speaking less than the 2 days before.
今天下午我们特别邀请陆弟兄给我们交通一下他在读经上面的学习，不管他说哎呀我的都是那个失败的见证，失败也好是给我们一个提醒，成功也就给我们一个鼓励。我说过了，如果陆弟兄没有用完他的时间还有时间剩下来，我是乐意我们中间哪一位弟兄和姊妹在读经上面有点学习的，我们都是开放的来。如果陆弟兄用完的时间，那对不起了。
So we invited Brother Lu to share with us, and if there's time left after he share, it's open to every brother and sisters.
刚才王弟兄已经交通了很丰富了。
What Brother Wong has shared is very abundant.
因为在这个地方交通不是邀请，应该每个弟兄姐妹都上来交通，做来见证我们的主。
And when we are here to fellowship, actually each and every brother and sister should come up and share about the experience and the lesson they learned.
所以今天呢，我就先上来跟大家交通一下。
So I'll come up first to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
因着时间关系呢，我交通短一点。
And because of the time, I will have a shorter sharing.
因为后面留更多的时间呢，给其他的弟兄姐妹有这样一个机会，能够跟我们大家一起来分享。
And I'll save more time for brothers and sisters to come up and share with everybody.
我今天所交通的不是成功的经历。
What I'd like to share today is not some successful experiences.
但是我走过的路可以来提醒大家。
But the path I have walked on, it can be a reminder to you.
因为刚才王弟兄已经交通了，这个读经是一个属灵的征战。
Because Brother Wong has already shared, studying the Bible is a spiritual warfare.
不单单是我们今天里面愿意或者是外面要做这件事，不是的，乃是这个是一个征战。
No matter whether we're willing within or we have to do it without, it's a spiritual warfare.
当我们要去做这件事的时候，撒旦要在我们里面要做工。
When we decide to do this, Satan is also at work within us.
因为我们要把我们的心摆在主的身上。
Because we want to put our heart in our Lord.
他就不甘心。
Then he's not willing.
也从我们的外面要进行迫害。
That he would try to attack us from without.
另外一方面要在我们里面起了一个很大的一个破坏。
And also trying to do damage within us.
在这个诗篇一百十九篇一百零五节里面讲到，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
In the book of Psalms, in chapter 109, it tells us that His words are the lights unto our feet.
我想这句话一共就有十五个字。
And it says a lamp unto our feet and light upon our path, and it's only 15 words in Chinese.
我想我们除了文盲以外的话，每个人都认识这十五个字。
I think unless you're illiterate, that we all know these words.
但是要把这个句话。神的话作为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
But in order to have these words to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path,
我是学习了一辈子。
I have used my whole life to learn this lesson.
因为不是这句话，我认识这个字。
And it's not that because I understand these words.
也不是这句话在我的头脑里面有一个印象。
And it's not that these words have left an impression in my head.
乃是我的一举一动，前面的脚步，我的生命要仰望在这句话里面。
But all that I do and my whole life, I have to look to these words.
我们每天的生活起居、行事为人都要按这句话来做。
And every day what we do, how we behave is according to these words.
那么神的话就在我们里面可以起一个作用。
Then God's words can have an effect within us.
所以另外讲，神的话是一个生命。
So we say that the word of God is life.
过去我不知道。
And I didn't know this before.
怎么叫这个话可以变成生命？
How could these words become life?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他光照了。
He has enlightened us.
因为他的话能够在我们里面起了一个作用，能够改变我们的旧人。
Because his words can have an effect in us and can transform the old man.
使得我们今天有新生的样式。
So that we can take up a new form today.
是成为一个新造的人。
And has become a new creation.
没有其他的办法。
There's no other ways.
只有靠神的话能够改变我们自己。
It's only through the words of God that can transform us.
我想回过来讲了。我从小生长在一个基督徒的家庭。
And I was born in a Christian family.
我跟现在那些小孩子一样，很小就在这个 Sunday school 里面长大。
And I grew up in Sunday school since I was very young.
Sunday school 也教我们很简单的几句神的话。
And in Sunday school, they taught us some very simple words of God.
那么也教我们如何在主面前的祷告。
And also taught us how to pray before God.
就是我们大家都知道的这所谓的祷告文、主祷文。
And this is what we're familiar with, is the prayer of the Lord.
但是当我念中学的时候，这个在中国大陆起了一个很大的变化。
But when I was in middle school, there was a great change in mainland China.
我们有些弟兄是经历过这个情况。
And some of our brothers and sisters have gone through this experience.
然后在一个很长的一段时间里面，我们既没有圣经，也不可能到教会里面去聚会。
And for a very long time, we did not have the Bible, and it was impossible for us to gather a church.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
虽然仅仅几句神的话。
Even though it's only a few verses from the Lord.
但是经常在我自己的脑子里面。
But it's always in my head.
虽然没有什么肢体上的搭配，但是每天晚上这个主祷文还是一定要念一下才睡觉。
Even though there's no support from members of the body, but I will still recite the Lord's Prayer.
虽然外面有逼迫。
Even though there's persecution from without.
虽然里面有不同的引诱。
And also temptations within.
但是感谢主，回过头来一看，都是神的保守。
But thank the Lord, it's indeed his keeping.
那么在我二十几年以前，神的带领我到这个美国来。
And more than 20 years ago, God has led me to the United States.
很高兴，因为我在这个地方可以去有这个自由的环境可以去聚会。
I was very happy because in this environment, I can go freely to the fellowship.
可以听到神的话。
And I could hear the word of God.
也可以跟弟兄姐妹一起有个读经。
And I can read the Bible with brothers and sisters.
但是也求主怜悯。
But also ask the Lord for his mercy.
因为在一个段很长的时间里面，虽然每天有祷告有读经，但是没有效果。
Because for a very long period of time, even though I pray and study the Bible every day, but that's not effective.
虽然也去找过很多的方法，但是都没有起到作用。
And also I looked for many different ways or methods, but it's not effective.
所以刚才王弟兄讲的，关键问题在我们的人，自己这个人的身上。
Just as what Brother Wong has shared, the key is on us, the person.
虽然每天早晨起来，也要祷告。
Even though every morning I get up and I will read the Bible and will pray.
但是整个这个生活当中，一天二十四小时里面有二十三个小时，五十分钟的时间都是想着世界上的东西。
But the 23 hours and 50 minutes out of the 24 hours that I would be thinking about something outside of the Bible.
因为在这个地方物质是丰富。
Because it's not only
物质丰富。
Oh, because this is very abundantly in terms of material.
所以撒旦就利用这个来吸引人来离开主。
So Satan will tempt us through these things.
所以到这个世界上去追求这个物质上的东西。
So I will pursue after these material things in the world.
把我们的心从主的面前带到世界里面去。
And draw our heart from God to the world.
你想一想看一个神的儿女每天花十分钟的时间花在主的身上，然后有二十三小时的这个五十分钟的时间是想着世界的东西，他在生命当中有什么会长进？
And you think about how a child of God only spend 10 minutes of a day about thinking about God's matters and spend 23 hours and 50 minutes a day thinking about things of the world. How could he grow?
那正所谓圣经上告诉我们。今生的思虑和钱财的迷惑都迷住了我们。
Just like what the Bible says, the worries of this life and also the temptation of wealth.
因为我来的时候上有老下有小。
Because when I came, I had my parents and I had children, a child.
整天的担心是不是能够 lay off 轮到我。
And I was worried all day long about being laid off.
因为家里面有人要吃饭。
Because I have to support my family.
所以今生的思虑，整天思虑这件事。
And that's the worry of this life. I'm always worrying.
钱财的迷惑。
And also the temptation of wealth.
因为看到别人所有的我没有，我的心里面就不平安。
And because I saw what others have and that I didn't have, then I did not have the peace.
那我就要把我更多的时间花在这个世界里面，也许能够得到更多的财富，像他一样。
So I thought that I would spend more time in the matters of this world and I can obtain these material things.
所以今天王弟兄讲，这个里面是一个属灵的征战。
So Brother Wong said that this is a spiritual warfare.
我当时还不知道这个叫属灵的征战。
At that time, I didn't know this is a spiritual warfare.
我只想把自己的时间能够更多的利用在这个世界上去。
And I wanted to spend more time on the matters of the world.
虽然我也读过经。
Even though I read the Bible.
虽然我也知道这个圣经里面大概的是讲一点什么内容。
And I had a general understanding of what the Bible means.
你要仔细问我是什么，我也不知道了。
But if you ask me in detail, I would not be able to answer.
那么读到最后呢，他是他，我是我。
At the end, the Bible is it's the Bible, and I'm just myself.
所以毫无长进。
And so I did not grow.
所以现在来看的话，仍然是在这个赤属灵上处于赤奶的一个 光景地位。
So at that time, spiritually speaking, I was still drinking milk.
但是感谢主，虽然我是要离弃他。
But thank the Lord, even though I was going to forsake him.
但是他还是用灵命的手带领我。
But he still lead me with his merciful hand.
因为我在读经的时候，经常听到有弟兄姐妹交通的话，他在读经上有亮光。
Because I often heard the brothers and sisters said that they received enlightenment while they read the Bible.
我就想了，怎么他有亮光，我怎么看来老是看不出这个光来、啊、
？And I would say that how come they have the light, but I don't see the light.
我记得有一次很清楚。
And one time I remember very clearly.
大概十年以前。
It's about 10 years ago.
有一次有个机会碰到江弟兄，跟他交通一下。
And I had the opportunity to fellowship with Brother Kong.
我就提了个问题，我说很多人在读经中经，说有亮光。那么你讲讲看，这个告诉我这个亮光，我怎么读不出来呢
？And I asked him. Many people say that they receive light while they're reading the Bible. And could you tell me how come I could not receive that light?
他看我年纪也蛮大，但是在属灵的生活当中，简直是像吃奶的小孩一样。
So when he looked at me, I was pretty old, but my spiritual life is just like a baby drinking milk.
他说你读经以前一定要祷告。
He said that before you read the Bible, you must pray.
你把你自己的心打开。
Open up your heart.
你把你所有世界上缠绕的东西去掉。
And get rid of all the worries of the world.
你求主用他智慧和启示的灵来告诉你他主要告诉你的话。
Ask God to speak to you through the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
虽然这个几句话很简单。
Even though these words are very simple.
我开始作为一个方法来试试看吧。
And I will try this out as a method.
但是现在回过头来看的话，这不仅是一个方法。
But now when I look back, it's not only a method.
这主要是我的人要改变。
The main thing is the person has to change.
那换句话说，刚才王弟兄讲的要有个胜负。
In other words, just like what Brother Wong said, is you have to be submissive.
你要把你的自己胜负在主的面前。
You have to be submissive before the Lord.
你要敞开你的心，愿意他的话能够进到你自己的里面。
You have to open up your heart so that his words can enter into you.
这是一个关键。
And this is the key.
因为我们读经不是要来读一个知识。
Because when we read the Bible, we're not there to gain knowledge.
过去不知道的故事，现在知道了。
I didn't know before, now I know.
绝对不是的，也不是读了以色列的人的历史。
And we're not just there to read the history of the Israelites.
因为神把他这些事写在圣经里面，告诉我们有神的旨意在里面。
Because when God records all these things in the Bible, He has His will in it.
所以感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
我每一次读经的时候都先祷告。
So every time before I read the Bible, I would pray.
我把我的心敞开在主的面前。
And I will open up my heart before the Lord.
也求主用他的智慧和启示的灵，把他自己的话启示给我。
And I asked the Lord to use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to reveal His words to me.
但是很奇怪。
So it's very interestingly.
神会做工。
That God would work.
过去我每天觉得这个读经的时间好像是凑不出来，没有时间读经。
And before, I felt like I didn't have the time to read the Bible.
因为我要去忙这个世界上的东西。
Because I have to busy myself with the things of the world.
但是始终那个时候以后的话。
But since that time on.
我觉得这个每天读经的时间还嫌不够。
I feel like I don't have enough time to read the Bible every day.
过去我觉得这个圣经上讲的他是他，我是我。
And before, I felt like the things in the Bible has nothing to do with me.
他是故事，他是历史。
Those are stories and history.
现在我觉得我摆到这个圣经里面去，神在从我从圣经里面出来。
And now I can place myself into the Bible, and then God can bring me out from the passages.
因为以色列人在旷野地所做的、所行的那一些事
，all those things that are performed by the Israelites in the wilderness,
不是单单以色列人的作为。
It's not only the behaviors of the Israelites.
乃是从这个身上看到我们这些亚当的后裔都是如此。
But from them we can see all the descendants of Adam, we are the same.
如果不从我们的旧人来改造，不是改造，就是换了一个新人的话，都跟以色列人在旷野地的作为是一模一样。
Because if the old man is not transformed to the new man, then we will be just like the Israelites in the wilderness.
因为我们也常埋怨主。
Because we always complained.
因为我们遇到难处临到了，我们就埋怨主。
Because whenever there's difficulties, we'll complain.
那么至少会讲，哎，为什么这个难处临到我不临到他呢？
And at the very least, we'll say that how come this difficulty will come to me, but not to the other person.
我们没有想到这个事情临到我有神的美意在里面。
That we do not know because this thing comes to me, it has the good will of the Lord in it.
那么，以前在三藩市聚会的人都认识，我是经常被 lay off 的。
And those who usually fellowship in San Francisco know that I was laid off quite often.
我也不知道为什么经常会 lay off.
And I didn't know why I was laid off so often.
我觉得我没有一件事是做错的。
And I didn't think that I did anything wrong.
那么现在如果我再回过头来一看的话，
But now when I look back,
神要借助这个环境来改变我的自己。
That God would use these circumstances to change me.
因为我这个旧人靠着我自己是不能改变的。
Because this old man in me, I cannot change him by myself.
唯一靠神的话。
Only I can rely on God's words.
所以感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
我们有好多人就在这个读经的时间没有。
Many of us would think that we do not have the time to read the Bible.
不是时间没有，然后是我们的心没有摆在主的身上。
It's not that we don't have the time; it's that our hearts are not placed on the Lord.
我们有时间去看 TV.
We have time to watch TV.
但是我们没有时间来读这个神的话。
But we don't have time to read the words of God.
我们常常把我们的时间去抓了这个粪土的东西。
That a lot of times we will spend our time in these things that they don't worth anything.
但是我们把我们至宝，这都主耶稣为至宝的东西，我们放掉了。
But we forsake what's most precious, which is our Lord Jesus.
如果我们今天稍微头脑清醒一点，我们就知道这个我们所谓至宝的东西，那是要朽坏的。
And if we are alert that we know what we consider precious is actually corruptible.
他不会跟我们一起离开这个地上。
And they would not leave with us when we leave the world.
但是唯有我们得到主耶稣为至宝。
But if we gain Lord Jesus, he's the most precious one.
他是永远长存的。
He lasts forever.
所以我们在这个里面选择的时候，我们保罗，使徒保罗的话，给了我们一个很清楚的一个等于很清楚的一个结论也好，跟很清楚的一个讲法也好。
The Apostle Paul gave us a very clear saying.
因为开始我不理解。
In the beginning, I didn't understand.
我从外面来看的话，保罗好像很贫穷。
Because outwardly, Paul seems like he's very poor.
最后是被囚禁坐牢。
At the end, he was put in the prison.
从人的角度来看，他是很穷。
From man's viewpoint, he's very poor.
但是他里面充满了主的吩咐。
But inside of him, he's full of the riches of God.
他在他的里面是看到，因为得着主耶稣为至宝。
Within him, he sees this fact that gaining Christ is gaining the most precious one.
其他的东西都要过去。
And everything will pass.
唯有得到主耶稣为至宝。
Except that gaining Christ is the most precious one.
那么主慢慢在我里面做工。
And God continued to work in me gradually.
本来我认为至宝的东西，现在慢慢慢慢这个颜色褪掉了。
What I used to consider precious, now the color is fading away.
因为我觉得这个是要朽坏的。
Because I know these things will be corrupted.
唯有神的话，那是永远长存的。
Only God's words is everlasting.
所以我今天借着这一点时间把我的过去跟现在跟弟兄姐妹交通一下。
So through this time, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters what happened in the past and now.
不是我能做什么事。
It's not that I can do anything.
一切都是神的怜悯。
It's all God's mercy.
他要爱我们，他要爱我们到底。
He loves us and he loves us till the end.
他已经把这个话赐给了我们。
That he has already given us his words.
但是问题在于我们能不能在主面前顺服。
But the question is whether we can be submissive before God.
能不能把我们的自己的心能够打开在主的面前。
Whether we can open up our hearts before God.
让他的话能够进入到我们里面，成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that his words can enter into us and it can become the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
我们今天来读这个神的话，不是要来从这个 knowledge， 从这个知识上来长进。
And when we read God's words, we're not trying to grow in terms of knowledge.
也不是觉得哦，我是念过了，我也背得出来，但是在你的里面没有起一定作用。
It's not that you can read it and you can recite it, but it has no effect within you.
神的话在我们的里面是一个生命，要改变我们那个旧造的人。
God's word within us is a life that can transform our old man.
所以这个不是一个知识。
So it's not a knowledge.
这个是一个生命。
It's life.
另外的话，从我过去的这个经历来看，这是我们要把我们放在主的手中，撒旦也要做破坏作用。
And from my past experience, whenever we want to place ourselves into God's hands, Satan will do his work.
因此刚才王弟兄讲，在我们的读经的过程当中，我们有起伏。
It's just like Brother Wong said that during the process of reading the studying the Bible, we have our ups and downs.
这个起伏有时候是来于撒旦的。
And these ups and downs sometimes can be from Satan.
他就借着地上的东西来引诱我们，叫我们离开神。
And through the matters of the world, he would tempt us and cause us to leave God.
但是我们要靠着神的话，要靠着我们的祷告，才能站立得住。
But we will rely on God's words and our prayers so that we can stand firm.
所以在今天我们年底岁末年初的时候，我们彼此勉励。
So we encourage each other at the end of the year.
我们要得到生命的长进，要更多的来认识我们的基督，更多的来知道他的旨意的话，这个读经神的话是非常重要的。
If we want to grow in our lives and to know our God, our Lord more, this is very important to study the Bible.
只有他的话能够改变我们自己。
Only His words can transform us.
感谢主，我的交通暂时到这里。
And thank the Lord, I'll end my sharing here.
我想下面有很多弟兄姐妹要跟大家交通。
And I think many brothers and sisters wish to share with other brothers and sisters.
谢谢。
先对不起，我每一个礼拜，每一天我走一个不同的 group 的，违反了这个大会的规矩。
Please forgive me. I've been into different afternoon groups every day.
不过今天交通到这个读经的时候，我刚才就有点感觉，我应该起来分享。
When we were fellowshipping on the topic of studying the Bible, I had this urging within that I should share with you.
我从小就在基督教家庭长大。
I grew up in a Christian family.
在基督教学校念书。
And I went to Christian schools.
王师母以前是我中学的主任。
Sister Wong was a teacher in my school.
所以我是从13岁受浸以后。
And I was baptized when I was 13.
到现在60岁了。
Now I'm 60 years old.
我差不多我在我记忆中我是没有停过。读圣经。
within in my memory, I have never stopped reading the Bible.
从小的时候，我们教会就要我们每天早上去上学以前，就要先晨更才去上课。
And when I was little, when we went to school, the very first thing we do is to have a morning devotion before we start the day.
所以我怎么样，我都要把圣经读十分钟、五分钟啊，就才去上课。
So no matter what, we had to spend 5 or 10 minutes to read the Bible before we begin our lessons.
那么我整个中学，我都是保持每天读圣经才上学。
So the entire years when I was in school, that we would read the Bible first and then start our lessons.
所以在学校里面也选我做这个我们在学校里面上课以前也有一个叫做早祷。早祷。
So that before the lessons, we will have a morning prayer.
那就找我做一个好像宗教的带领这样子。
So I would become like a religious leader.
所以我的外表来说，就好像那个少年人啊，从小就遵守主的话。
So just like the rich young man, I would obey the Lord's words when I was small, young.
但是到我中学毕业的时候，我里面有一个非常不满足的感觉。
But after I graduated from high school, I had this unfulfilling feeling within.
我觉得我会讲，我会读，但是圣经就是圣经，我就是我。
I felt that I could speak and I could read the Bible, but I felt like the Bible is the Bible and I'm me.
所以我就开始有一对神说：“神啊，我不能讲。”
So I began to say to God.And said to him, God, I cannot remain like this.
我记得有一次我在图书馆里面。
And one day I was in the library.
我看着整个图书馆的书。
And I was looking at all the books in the Bible, in the library.
我心里就想，就是我一生的时间，我也看不完这些书。
And I thought to myself, even if I use my entire life, I cannot finish reading all these books.
那我看着一个地图的模型。
And I looked at a globe.
我也想，我就是花我一生的时间，我也跑不完这个世界。
And even if I use my entire life, I cannot go around the world.
那么我这那个时候我才十几岁哈，差不多大学一年级，应该是大学一年级的时候。
At that time, I was in my freshman year in college.
那我就心里在想，主啊，这里有一本书，就是圣经，它很宝贝。我知道，因为从小就知道哈。
And I thought to myself, and I said that, Lord, I know that there's a precious book called the Bible. I knew it from childhood.
我这个余生，我一定要好好的读圣经。
For the rest of my life, I would study the Bible well.
那么那个时候，我也读到一节圣经，是到现在还是一直在我里面的。
And at that time, I knew of this one verse, and until today, it's still in me.
这个是彼得前书第一章
，which is in 1 Peter.
二十三、二十四，是不是？就是凡有邪气的，尽都如草，他们的美容就像草上的花，草必枯干，花必丢谢。唯有神的话是永存的。
It's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24. For all men are like grass, and all the glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever.
那个时候刚刚是我的祖母。就是我大学一年级的时候，是我祖母去世的那一年。
And at that time, it was the first year of my college, and my grandmother passed away.
我祖母是我跟我祖母的感情是最好，因为我小学一年级的时候，我身体不好。
And I was very close to my grandmother because when I was in grammar school the first year, I was ill.
那么我就常常跟我的祖母在一起，她讲故事给我听，我也跟她一起很要好。
I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, and she would tell me stories, so we had a very close relationship.
所以当我祖母过去的时候，我里面非常的难过和忧愁。
So when my grandmother passed away, I was very sad.
我头一次感觉到人生非常的短。
And the first time I felt like life is short.
加上我自己的身体不太好。
And also because I did not have good health.
我常常想到我也不会很长命。
And I would think to myself that I would not live long.
所以那节圣经节就是凡是邪气的都像草。 他们的美容像草上的花。
So just like the verse says, all men are like grass, and the glory is like the flowers of the field.
那么唯有主的话是永存的。
But the word of the Lord stands forever.
这个话在我里面常常提醒我，我一定要追寻一些是永存的东西。
So these words would remind me that I should pursue after what's everlasting.
因为我年轻的时候，我就跟别的人不一样，他们有时候喜欢打扮，喜欢这个什么？我就是想，哎，这个有什么好？我的心里面一直是想追求那个永恒的。
And I was different from other people, even when I was younger, because all the other people would think about how they should spend time in clothes, and but I would think about spending time in pursuing after something that's important.
但是我读圣经的时候，我发现我的头脑实在是不容易明白主的话。
But when I was reading the Bible, I discovered it was hard for me to understand God's words.
所以呢，我就用很多的方法来读圣经。
So I used many different ways to study the Bible.
特别我发现我的思想它是常在乱跑。
And especially I would find that my mind was racing.
所以我就读出声。
So I would read the Bible aloud.
那我就用毛笔把每天要背的圣经节写下来。
And I would write down the verses that I would recite with a calligraphy pen.
那一节一节的写。
And I would write them down verse by verse.
那我就贴在我的门口。
And I would post them up on the door.
那我是竭力的要把我自己的思想带到主的话里面。
So I was diligently trying very hard to bring my mind to the Lord.
所以我非常的阿们刚才两位弟兄说我们这个读圣经是一个属灵的征战。
So I truly say amen to what the brothers have shared, that this is truly a spiritual battle.
因为撒旦他很知道唯有主的话能够对付他。
Because Satan knows that only the word of God can deal with him.
因为弟兄胜过他是因着羔羊的血和我们所见证的话。
Because the brethren can overcome him is through the blood of the lamb and also the words that they testify about.
啊，或者我简单的说一下，我最近，我现在我还是每天，我大概四五点我就要起来了。
And nowadays I would get up around 4 or 5 o'clock.
我头一件事就是先读主的话。
The first thing I do is to read God's words.
你看呢，我读了主的话四五十年了。
And I've read God's words for 14, 15 years.
到现在我发现。我读主的话的时候有时候还是读不进去。
I've read God's words for 40-50 years, but now even when I read the God's words, I could not read into it.
我就很害怕。
And I'm very afraid.
我说主啊怎么呢，我的头脑是不是有问题呢？
And I asked Lord, is there something wrong with my brain?
那我就向主祷告。
And I prayed to the Lord.
我说主啊怜悯我。
I said, Lord, have mercy on me.
所以有时候我读一张圣经的时候我读不进去。
So sometimes when I was reading a chapter that I cannot read into it,
那我就祷告。
Then I would pray.
我说主啊怜悯我，让我能够读进去。
I asked God have mercy on me so that I can read into the words.
不但读进去，还要读到你要向我说的话。
Not only do I need to read into the words, but I would also read into what you want me to see.
我没有你的话，我不能活。
Without your words, I cannot live.
所以我经常啊，一张圣经我是读两遍三遍。
So usually I would read one chapter for 2 or 3 times.
很感谢主。
Really truly thank God.
我读头一遍的时候我好像读不很多。
And when I read the first time it's as if I cannot gain much.
第二次。
At the second time.
第三次。
The third time.
越读啊。
The more I read,
主的话在我里面就亮起来了。
The words of the Lord would lit up within me.
那我就很快乐。
Then I would be very joyous.
我一有主的话，我今天活的呢就很喜乐。
Then I have God's words and I can live my day joyously.
每年的生日，我不需要人替我做生日。
And every year my birthday, I do not need anybody to celebrate it with me.
但是我向神祷告，主啊，你一定要给我话。
But I would pray to the Lord that, Lord, you must give me words.
所以每一个生日，主都给我一个生日的礼物。
So every birthday, the Lord will give me a birthday present.
这是主的话。
Which is the word of God.
今年我60岁。
This year, I turned 60.
主给我一句话。
The Lord gave me one verse.
与大家分享。
I'll share with you.
我心里多忧多疑。
I have many worries in my heart.
他就安慰我。
And he would encourage me.
使我欢乐。
So I will be joyous.
所以我盼望我们大家都能进入主的话里面。
So I hope that all of us can enter into God's words.
我最近我有一个新的开始。
Recently, I have a new beginning.
变卖我所有的。
That I would sell all that I have.
分给穷人。
And to share them with the poor.
还要来跟从主。
And then I would follow the Lord.
我把我的房子卖掉了。
And I sold my house.
还有我的东西卖掉了。
And all that I have, I would sell them.
那么还要跟从主。
And I would follow the Lord.
我要做什么呢？怎么跟呢？
And how can I follow the Lord?
在这几天的聚会里面，我得到了一点答案。
And I have gained some answer within these few days of gatherings.
继续活在主面前。
That I'll continue to live before the Lord.
沾染他的荣美。
To behold his beauty.
在他的殿里面求问。
And to seek after him in his temple.
这个应该是我的余生。
And this should be the rest of my life.
谢谢。
We thank the Lord.
给我们这几个下午围绕着读经的生活有一点的彼此的劝勉。
That he has given us these few afternoons that we can encourage each other.
我们的 workshop 可以停止。
And I think we can stop here.
我们的 workshop 可以停止。
The words can stop here.
但是我们这个学习是没有办法停止。
But our lessons cannot stop.
回到我们各自的家里边，我们还是在那里往前。
And when we return to our own homes, we still need to press forward.
在教会生活里边，我们一同往前。
In our church life, that we will press forward together.
巴不得主回来的那一天。
And may that when the Lord return,
我们都是丰丰富富的来迎接我们的主。
That we will receive our Lord in riches.
我们祷告一下。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是恩待我们。
Indeed, you have mercy on us.
你说寻求的就寻见。
You said, seek and you will find.
你说叩门的你就给他开门。
And knock and it will be opened.
主啊，我们求你给我们有一个那么迫切的向你寻求，向你叩门。
Lord, give us this urgent desire to seek and to knock.
主在我们读你的话语的事上面，你给我们蒙恩。
On this matter of studying your words, Lord, give us grace.
借着读你自己的话来造就我们这一个人。
Through studying your word, that we can be edified.
把我们众人都造成你手中合用的器皿。
That all of us can be made into the vessels that's suitable for your use.
来盛装你那无限的荣耀和丰富。
That we can contain your infinite grace and glory.
主，感谢你给我们下午这一段时间。
Lord, we thank you for the time this afternoon.
仰望主在我们余下一生的里边继续领我们走到你最喜悦的光景里。
We look to the Lord for the rest of our life that we can walk in a path that's most pleasing to you.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be to you.
但愿你数天的祝福更多的赏给我们。
May you give us even more heavenly blessings.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.